Like the show? Want to listen to episodes early? Consider becoming a patron. Starting at the $3 a month level, patrons get access to a custom patron-only feed where we put out episodes of upstairs studio podcasts like the Childcare Bar and Grill, Miss Becky's Classroom, That Early Childhood Nerd, the Renegade Rules podcast, and others early. That feed is just for patrons. You could be one of them. Go to patreon.com/playvolutionhq or click the link in the show description to learn more. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio. In studio with me, Lisa Murphy.
Hello, good afternoon.
Natasha Johnson.
Aloha.
We're back with another top five list, this time top five preschool classroom items. This was kind of a suggestion on the interwebs that kind of started off our fun with this kind of topic, and we decided we might as well do the one that was actually the first one suggested.
So, the other two are practice runs.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is where we're starting.
And why. Okay. The top five and why.
Oh, okay.
And so we're starting with number five. Number five is these are our top five favorite, although number five is the least favorite of the five. Number one.
Ooh, I didn't do that. Favorites. You guys, I am not first.
But
keep going.
That's the way we did it every time,
I know,
right?
But I prepared my answer to this, this morning.
Oh, Lisa Murphy.
Keep going.
So we're going to start with number five, Tasha Johnson. What's your number five on your list? Lisa's got her hand over her paper. Like, so we're going to try to cheat off her.
I'm reading mine. I can't see yours. Like, I could read your writing anyway from this angle. Let's see. Mine's kind of a combo. Scissors and tape.
Okay, I think that's cheating because that's two things.
Cheat. Well, sometimes you can't rip the tape, so you need to use the scissors.
He's making a note.
Cheating.
Cheating.
Tasha, you got one check mark next to cheating.
Yes, okay. I got one. Beat it.
So why scissors and tape?
Tape because it goes with my other ones on my list to help. Because
she needs them.
I need them. My list goes together, and I had to break it down. But scissors and tape.
It goes together into at least six items, apparently. Okay, nothing wrong with scissors and tape, I suppose. Except there's two items. But, okay, yeah, they're good. You can cut, and you can tape. You can take things apart, and you can put them back together. So I guess that's good.
Ooh, sorry.
Yeah.
Liz Murphy, you're number five.
Is the yard.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Oh! Cheater!
What?
Jeez.
I created my list before you made it into like the top five working backwards.
What was the fucking question asked on the
internet? Oh my gosh, I have to pull it up.
Oh my gosh.
If you could only have five things in an early childhood program, what would they be and why? That was the actual question.
Well, then I'm going to change mine.
The bathroom.
The bathroom. But for me... It's turning into like stand up and explain yourself. My rationale, I drew my four developmental domains, the DAP cubes, the four squares, and I said, okay, what are the things that would, in their own way, if this is all you had, could you link them all back to cognitive language and literacy, social, emotional, and physical development? And so I wanted to be sure a yard was there.
So you put on your list one of five things you needed in your class. Oh, okay, first, that's not in your classroom. Second, you're saying outside. The outside.
Unless the yard is your classroom.
Right? Maybe it's a forest school.
Okay, we'll see if that's consistent with the rest of your list.
No, because you can read my list.
And you're saying like all of the outside is number five on your list.
Yep.
That's a bullshit answer.
The yard. My answer was the yard.
Three check marks for cheating.
I'm winning cheating.
My number five, because I'm not a cheater.
But are
one,
you?
It is one item. It is not the entire outside. Just fucking the whole fucking planet, essentially. Although you're apparently fencing off a piece of it. Mine is dolls.
Dolls.
Ooh,
dolls. Specific dolls, not Barbie dolls, not commercially dolls, not dolls that look like a cartoon character or a movie character. Very basic dolls. Not even the dolls that poop and piss and all that kind of stuff. Just some very basic, run-of-the-mill, generic-y dolls. It's a chance to practice nurturing. It's a jumping off point for dramatic play. Number five, dolls.
Dolls. Solid.
And my tape can be bandages so when they get
there you
boo-boos.
Go.
Jeff gets 3 stars for
my
not cheating.
My tape is blocking off the yard and the segments for you.
There you go.
3 stars for not cheating. Tally so far, Tasha, 1 check mark cheating. Lisa, 3 check marks cheating. Jeff, 3 stars not cheating. Number four.
Paper and writing utensils. Yes.
Okay, so mine. She just wanted more cheating check marks, clearly, evidently.
But they go together.
Hold up one finger. Okay. Now
tape.
Now count how many things are on your last answer.
One, because they go together.
She wrote them really close together, so if you read it quickly, it's just one word.
Yeah, the way I heard it read was there was an and between them.
Paper writing utensils.
Okay, there's 2 check marks for cheating. It would have been 4, but we sleep together, so that's why you're getting. Okay, well, I mean, try to justify your cheaty answer.
Well, you two.
Because she needs them.
Mine are all grouped together, and I had to break them into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I got a list here with, I had like 11 things on my list, and I got off crossing out and everything because I'm trying not to cheat.
You said you had 6, cheater, and cheater. I thought, well, let's see if I combine these two, because technically they together or sold in the same section.
They're on the same page of the catalog.
Lisa's, I need the inside and the outside. What's your number four?
I didn't say inside. No, I said yet. Outside.
What's
books.
Books.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because.
You're what?
Well, I didn't know.
5 minutes ago, you're like, and why?
And here we're just like,
and then your answer is books.
Books.
Why?
Well, to go back to what I said, I was looking at what is in the space that comes back to the developmental domains that I would think if this is all I got, this should be here. And books is one of them for reading, for interacting, for storytelling, exposing to fairy tales and nursery rhymes and rhyming, all sorts of good stuff.
Okay. I think that one counts. I will actually cross off half a check mark.
Thank you.
So you're down to...
I'm coming back into Jeff's good graces.
2.5 check marks.
You're still ahead of me.
My turn?
Yes, your
number
turn.
Number four, Play-Doh. Play-Doh is my number four.
Awesome.
Because you can squish it, and you can make baby doll footprints in it, and shit. Good, good sensory play thing, very generic sensory play thing, but kind of it's a go-to classic.
It is. Homemade Play-Doh, I would argue.
Yes.
I would put my bias in there.
Okay, so that's my number four. We're moving on to number three. Ms. Johnson, what's your number three?
Books.
See?
And?
Nope, just books. It's just books this time.
Books and magazines?
Nope, just books. Because, see, my other two, you need the paper and writing utensils, scissors and tape to make your own books. But they can also be used in the other ones that I have on my list,
okay,
too.
Well, if you had the other stuff, then you don't need the books, because you could be making the book. But anyway, okay.
No.
I'll accept that you lose a quarter of a check.
A quarter of a check.
Okay, so That was number three?
Yes, number three on mine.
Okay, what's your number three? Lisa Murphy, what's your number three?
Is easel.
An easel. Yeah, okay, I can go with an easel.
But I forgot to write paint.
Well, does the easel mean it's just whatever goes with the
easel? Yeah, my intention behind writing easel is that it would be an all-inclusive experience, so there would already have been paper and paint and brushes, but I didn't write it in. I followed the rules. Easel,
so you're saying, whoa, you just said you made this list of five. You could the question was you could have five things and then you're already assuming all these other things are there?
Well, a little bit.
See, I thought about easel, but I thought, well, we can use the floor, we could use a wall. I'm assuming we have a floor and a wall, so I left that one out. My number
unless you're in the yard.
Right.
My number three is cardboard.
Cardboard.
Oh.
Cardboard.
Cardboard.
Board made out of cards. I didn't specify cardboard boxes. It might be boxes. It might be sheets. But it's cardboard.
Cardboard is a very useful piece to have.
I think it's very
open-ended. Yes, it is.
And you can do shit with it. So that's my number three. At the end of the first three rounds, the score is Tasha 2.75 check marks for cheating. Lisa 2.5 check marks for cheating. You guys are getting very close. Jeff, 4 stars for not cheating. So, number four.
No, number two.
Boxes and fabric.
Clearly she works in pairs. That's cool. I'll give her that. Not the hill I'm going to die on.
It's going to go back up to 3 whole check marks.
Yes.
Boxes and fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, justify it.
Well, the boxes, because they're totally open-ended and they're more fun than anything. And then the fabric, you can cut them with my scissors.
Make clothes for Jeff's baby dolls.
Exactly. You can make forts, drape them around, use them for dress-up clothes, whether it be fairy princes, superheroes, ooh, parachutes.
Mm-hmm.
For when they're jumping off the building or what, when you're parachuting from.
No, shaking parachutes.
Oh. Like you put some objects on it to shake it around or hide underneath it or
jumping
something.
Jumping off of something.
No.
Shaking it to music or something, yes.
I used to like this segment we do until this cheating started. Lisa Murphy, what's your number two?
Loose parts. All inclusive. Big and little. Inside and out.
To go in your yard.
Right, to go in my yard and to go inside. So yeah, loose parts is my number two. I would make sure that if I could only have 5 things, that would be one of them. Keep going. What's yours?
Loose.
We did a whole episode on how important they are. I don't need to justify.
Loose parts is all the things.
I know, but we were being not as meta. I'm not including like wind and gravity.
Okay,
that's
but you're
already
literally including. I mean, your fucking easel is a loose part in there. Your outside is a loose part. Everything already on your list is technical is a loose part. Even if you're just talking
getting
about material
into the not overthinking it list. Loose parts is on my list.
I would argue it's not thinking it at all, but.
Jeff's just being an ass because somebody said they wanted to hear an episode where we disagreed about something.
God.
So this is the good debating
I don't know about that.
Okay, number two.
What's your number two?
I'm leaving myself another star for not cheating. Tape.
Tape.
Not tape and
scissors
and
fabric
Velcro.
And Velcro and snaps.
Just tape because. Because
tape.
Some of us don't cheat. Tape. Because tape. You can tape things. That's my justification for it. Tape.
Okay.
Number one.
Well, it's Lisa's go-to.
Yeah.
Blocks.
It's my number one, too.
Yep, blocks.
Blocks and?
No, just blocks. Because
blocks.
Everything else goes with the blocks that is on my list. See, mine was,
My number one also blocks.
There we go. So we can agree on that anyway. What kind of blocks?
Well, you know what? I spent 20 minutes while I was walking the dog thinking that maybe I should narrow it down to one specific kind of block, because I also feel blocks is cheating because it said five things and 15 or 30 different kinds of blocks.
Small blocks, big blocks, hollow blocks, solid blocks, colored blocks.
Tree blocks, magnet blocks. Okay. Magna tiles, Legos.
So some things I had on my list that got scratched out because I was trying not to cheat.
And this will be the cheating episode.
Yeah, I had magnets as a possible one. I had balls.
Oh, yeah.
I did have books. I got scribbled out because I was trying to go for stuff that didn't have me pushing kids towards math or reading, just because that was a rule I set for myself internally. I had ramps scribbled out.
Mm.
I had aluminum foil scribbled out, because then I thought, when I erased scribbled out balls, I thought, oh, you got aluminum foil, you can do other shit with it, and you can make balls out of it if you need balls, if you need things to throw. And I didn't know that we could pick loose parts, which is literally all the things. It's like a genie grants you three wishes.
That's exactly what I was going to say, but I knew you were going to say it first. And you can't ask for three extra wishes.
And so any similarities between what we didn't put on our lists? I think you noticed we didn't have any
electronics.
Shits.
Yeah,
no screens. No worksheets, no screens, no
flashcards,
no
calendars.
Yeah, all
tied
that kind
into
of stuff.
Some program or some movie or
no tables, no chairs.
Oh no.
We're lacking a lot of the stuff that that you see when you pull up early learning catalog pictures and those kind of things. Some very, very basic materials. Any other dissecting we want to do on these ones before we pull it apart?
Nope. That's what I would want to make sure we had.
All.
If I had number six, I would have. If there was a bit, the one I wanted to add, but I didn't. But it is water.
Oh.
Water.
Like
I had that scribbled. I had that scribbled out too.
A top 10, I think, would be. But if I had five only, I think you could run a good program with either one of these lists of five things.
And I would put water in the loose parts category. And
there you go. So we're good.
You have it there already. Okay, so final score.
For those of us that need to keep a score
win.
Final score, Tasha, 3 check marks. Lisa Murphy, 3.5 check marks.
Oh, dang it.
I have 5 stars. Check marks are bad. Stars are good, people. So I won.
You won.
Although it's kind of cheating to be the winner and also the scorekeeper. So
that's what I was
a little
thinking.
Bit.
I'm going to negate that one.
We could divide into stars and check marks. They're like the sneeches.
I gave myself.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I gave myself 4 check marks for cheating. And we'll end the episode there. Hey, people, what's your 5 things you couldn't do without in your classroom? What are you throwing at me?
You can impale that topic
only
card.
Only 5 items in your center. Only 5. Look, you double. When you wrote the card, you double underlined 5.
I did. I only wrote 5 things. Oh.
This has been the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. Back soon with another episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Goofballs.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.